Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Dave Plyro here with you on 720 WGN. Glad you could join us. Tomorrow, by the way, is National Radio Day, so we're going to celebrate all things radio with Chicago radio legends Kevin Matthews, Jim Short, Still an Idiot, and Gary Meyer. We're going to do that. And then last Sunday, the Museum of Broadcast Communications had a fundraising event called Rock Radio Revisited, celebrating the golden age of rock radio in Chicago. And tonight, you'll hear part of that special with our own John Records Landecker, Tommy Edwards, Little Snot-Nosed Tommy, Bob Stroud, and hosted by Wendy Snyder. But first, it was all over social media that the Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge was on fire. Well, it was, but it was a controlled fire, as the cast and crew of NBC Chicago Fire has been filming there. Pickwick opened in 1928 as a vaudeville stage and movie theater. It's widely recognized for its marquee and 100-foot tower, which appeared in the opening credits back in the day at the movies with Siskel and Ebert. The building was placed on the National Register of Historic Places back in 1975. So no, it's not being burned down. But to talk about all the activities surrounding that are the owners, and that's David and Dino. Gentlemen, welcome in.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. David, pretty exciting. I spent a little time with you last night. Pretty exciting what's going on there in front of your theater and at your theater.
Not only in the theater, around the theater, the back theaters are using our building, second floor, they're on the roof, so they're everywhere.
It's such a legendary building to begin with. And so, you know, people that were just driving by, I was watching on social media, were showing the pictures of or video of the Pickwick that was just pretty much on fire, but with no context to it. So people were like, oh, God, oh, no. We're just dispelling the rumors tonight and telling people there's a reason for it. It's controlled and it's pretty wild to see, isn't it?
It's one of the probably the most extraordinary thing we've done at the theater, and just how many people are here and how much they've done. Just incredible.
Yeah. Dino, they literally built to the right of the front entrance, if anyone's familiar with the Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge, a new facade to emulate a stage door that actually doesn't exist. It looks like, from an architectural standpoint, that it's always been there.
It is truly amazing what they did. And they did it in 2 days. And in 2 days, it's going to be gone. I'm trying to say, hey, can we keep it?
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, that wouldn't be a bad thing as a tourist attraction. Have it inside the lobby or something like that. You might be able to do that. Well, these are, and you know this too, all the actors on the show, and they make regular rounds on my show. They're just truly really good, nice people to work with. So, you know, that's got to make it just a whole lot easier to have these people all over your property.
Oh, it is amazing how nice they are. I mean, we've had other actors, you know, we've had other commercials filmed here with some main character people, but they're the nicest people. A lot of, you know, because it's open to the public. I mean, people are running into them and they're nice and they're taking pictures with people. They're signing autographs. I've never seen anything like it. This is the best cast and crew that I have ever worked with.
I think you're right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. What's wild is when you drive in Park Ridge, which is a suburb in the northwest suburbs here, is there's just Chicago police cars everywhere and then Chicago fire equipment everywhere. So it does kind of make you stop for a minute and wonder what's going on. But, you know, to have this historic theater featured across the country, Dave, in this NBC series, that's pretty cool.
You know, we're so excited. And we can't wait until it airs and everybody can see our theater, and hopefully they'll know Pickwick and come and visit us.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of that, what movies you got playing once this is all over?
Dino, I'll give that one to you.
Okay, right now, you know, unfortunately our industry's come into a soft period. So because of the filming, we're closed right now, but we're going to be opening. They're actually going to be bringing back the Spider-Man with 20 minutes of extra footage.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's what we'll be, and we're going to probably bring back Top Gun Maverick because, believe it or not, still the number two movie in our industry. So
yeah, great movie.
So
filming now.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. For more on the Pickwick, you can visit Pickwick Theater, and that's T-R-E at the end, theater, pickwicktheater.com. David Dino, thanks so much for joining us. Have a good time as they're filming at your place.
And thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.